the rest of the story. Never before in American history has there been such a presidential election. Oh, I know the historians regularly re-examine the machinations and ramifications of the Lincoln elections and the inglorious quest for the White House by Hayes and Tilden in 1876, after which interminable speeches and debates at last favored the former by a congressional vote. But what about this presidential election of 2000? For weeks, it was too close to call? Or was it? Nope. Somebody's did call it Bush, and confidently, and many days before the actual vote. In fact, many weeks before Florida certified and Gore retreated to impossible dreaming in the courts. Who knew in advance? Well, who ought to have known? The election night analysts ought to have known. Locked up in their rooms full of computers with exit polling data streaming in, those experts should have called the big race cold. Problem was, they should not have called it at all. And the trouble started as the nation would eventually painfully become aware in our own far southeast, handing Florida to Gore early in the evening. I mean, the professional prognosticators misinformed the networks accordingly, and the latter, eager to best one another in reporting results, perhaps even eager to paint more blue on the map, announced that the Sunshine State had gone Democrat, announced that even before the polls had closed. Republicans subsequently and justifiably howled that Bush voters in the panhandle may have been influenced, may have stayed home in despair, and what of states westward, where the polls would be open for hours more? Might undecideds there not hop atop the apparent Gore bandwagon? Of course, by dawn's early light, after Florida results had toggled back and forth through the night, there was much name-calling and blame-assigning. Some networks charged the analysts with jumping the gun. Some analysts reversed the charges, citing that television coverage, which they admitted that they had observed as they prepared their projections, subtly, insidiously influenced their closest calls. But one group had predicted accurately, absolutely. One group had pooled their intellectual resources, and 2-1 predicted Bush. And that same group has been predicting elections since 1956. That's almost half 100 years. Since 1956, it has accurately projected the winner of each and every United States presidential election, including the super close Kennedy victory of 1960. Pundits noisily come and often quietly go, but one particular pre-election poll has called it right 12 straight, demonstrating of those being polled a wisdom, how should we say this, a wisdom beyond their years. For the voters in that perennially precise pre-election election, in all of the United States and the District of Columbia, they voted 2-1 for George W. Bush, reliably reflecting the final outcome of the confounding election. These were all pre-voting age school children, grades 4 and up, participants in our nation's oldest kids' poll, which is held every 4 years. The voters are the readers of the publication Weekly Reader. And now you know the rest of the story.